For example, Jibreel is responsible for bringing down the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the messengers, and he's responsible to destroying nations. He's responsible in destroying nations. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Mika'il is the angel responsible for the water and vegetation. The water and vegetation, the rain and vegetation. Malakul Maut is the one responsible for claiming the souls of the children of Adam. Malakul Jibal is the angel responsible for the mountains. Israfil is the one responsible for blowing into the horn, and he's one of the angels which carry the thrones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The distance between the ear and shoulder of Jibreel is the space that a bird flies in 700 years. I think the narration is something to that effect, and it is not only of Jibreel, it is the angels which carry the throne. And the Prophet ﷺ was allowed to describe them, and he mentioned the huge distance between their ears and their shoulders. Angels have different roles to play in everything happening in this world, correct? They are referred to as Holy Spirit. I don't know of that. Not all of them. Ar-Ruh is Jibreel alayhi salam. The Holy Spirit is in reference to Jibreel. Jibreel is the head of the angels, correct? He is the greatest of angels. Jibreel used to transform into a man, correct? He used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a man. Not always. He came as an angel twice. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seen Jibreel as an angel twice. He saw him twice. Made of light, we mentioned that. They are created of nur, we mentioned that. They record our deeds. Excellent. Wa inna alaykum la hafizin kiraman katibin. And upon you are, angels, hafizin, who write down and, preserve the your actions. Kiraman katibin, they're noble scribes. So they are preserved, they protect the children of Adam, and they write down and keep track of their statements. Israfil blows into the horn, we mentioned that. They too will die, correct? They will die. Allah says, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ, everyone upon it shall perish. And in the other surah, Allah says, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To whom belongs the dominion and the sovereignty on that day? The scholars say this is said after everything dies. After everything dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will say this, and there will be no, and there's no none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They carry the throne, yes, we mentioned that, mashallah, beautiful. Trumpet, we mentioned that. Yapik topic. What is yapik topic? Oh, okay. Now we're speaking about the brother or sister, we're speaking about the belief in angels. So I think you guys pretty much gave us most of the description. They do fear Allah, as Allah says, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. They fear their Lord who is above them. That's another thing which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Quran. And we know that the angels also help the believers at the time of war. As we know in Surah Ali Imran and Surah Al-Anfal, I believe Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke about angels helping the Muslims at the time of fighting their enemies. Furthermore, they love and hate. They love and hate. And they love the one whom Allah loves, and they hate the one whom Allah hates. As we know in the famous hadith in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah loves a slave, he will inform Jibreel, and then he will command Jibreel to love him. Then Jibreel will love him, and he will command the angels to love him. Then the angels will love him. Then Allah will place love for this person on earth. And then when Allah hates a slave of his, he will inform Jibreel about his hatred towards him. And then Allah will command Jibreel to hate him. Then Jibreel will hate him or her. Then will inform the angels to hate him or her. Then hatred will be placed for them on earth. So the angels love the people whom Allah loves, and they hate the people whom Allah loves. And they serve, and they aid and protect the righteous slaves. And they intercede for some of the righteous slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our belief in angels. Unlike Christianity, who believe that angels are divided into two, good angels and evil, bad angels. And you all know, if you do know, that according to the Christians, that Lucifer is the fallen angel. They consider Iblis to be an angel who disobeyed God, and then he was kicked out from amongst the angels. they do not consider him to be from the jinn. So they consider him to be one of the angels that went bad. Now we don't have that in Islam. And Allah explicitly said in Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And when we commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, so they prostrated except Iblis. He was from the jinn. He was a jinn. Allah explicitly said that. So this is our belief in angels. And we also believe in the angels in the grave, Munkar and Nakir, who will ask the believer, and they will ask everyone the three questions which you all know: who is your Lord? What is your religion? And what do you say concerning the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we believe that the angels are also the guardians of paradise, and they will enter into paradise and give salams to the believers. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, peace be on you for having been patient. So what an excellent abode is the abode of those. So the malaika will enter upon the believers in Jannah. The malaika, like Malik, is the guardian and the gatekeeper of Jannah. As Allah said subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the kuffar will say to him, وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَفْوًا. This is the gatekeeper of Jahannam. Excuse me. The gatekeeper of Jahannam, his name is Malik. وَقَالُوا يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِي عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. The disbelievers will cry out in the hellfire saying, oh Malik, tell your Lord to destroy us. And he will say to them, nay, rather you will remain. So these are some of the things which the angels are involved in. You cannot be a Muslim unless you believe in angels. You cannot be a Muslim unless you believe in them. But they are of the unseen. And we will see them at the time of death, and we will see them in the grave, and we will see them during resurrection, because they will come down. وَيَأْتِ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. وَيَأْتِ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And your Lord and the angels will come in rows, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal will not come in rows. The angels will come in rows, and they will be surrounding the creation. It's going to be a great scene, a great, great, tremendous, outstanding scene. The scene of the day of resurrection. We are heedless, brothers and sisters in Islam. We're absent-minded. We're busy with food. We're busy with pleasures. We're busy with entertainment. And we have, you know, missed out and fallen short to the correct reflection on that day and what is awaiting us on the day of resurrection. It's going to be something great, and each and every one of us will have a share of it. It's not for some other people. This is for us. So, you know, if we follow the ways of the angels today by being also obedient to Allah, then inshallah we'll be able to receive the blessings of Allah and their, intercession on the day of resurrection. If we don't, then it may backfire and become something which will destroy us. With this, inshallah, I conclude. We'll have 10 minutes only, if you don't mind, for questions and answers. Because like I said, I need to go early to meet with the Shaykh. So, barakallahu feekum. Let's deal with the questions ASAP. Question number one, some people say that physical attributes are metaphorical. We believe in the attributes and our limited ability. Is it right to say the attributes are metaphorical, and is there a difference? It is incorrect to say that they are metaphorical. Because the Prophet ﷺ did not teach the Sahaba that they were metaphorical. Rather, we accept them as they are, but we say that there's nothing like Allah, so His attributes are not like those of His creation. That's what we say. We don't get into philosophy and metaphorical speech and figurative speech and subliminal, you know, concepts, and all this is not from Islam in any way, shape or form. Naam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How do I explain to those who question the submission of the angels in regards to when they ask Allah if he would create humans in Surah Al-Baqarah. If you go back to the tafsir, and perhaps the one which you'll be able to access in English is the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, you will realize that the ulama, the scholars of tafsir, have interpreted these ayat in a way other than the average person will understand. The statements of the angels was not in any way, shape or form questioning or doubting Allah's decree or intent. Rather, it was that of what they had experienced, and they were trying to educate themselves concerning that. That's why they said the next ayat, سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَلِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Glory be to you, there is no knowledge which we have except that which you have taught us. So it wasn't an objection, per se, as in they did not like what Allah Azza wa Jal had decreed. Rather, they were trying to inquire so they will know the wisdom behind it. This is one of the interpretations, and if you go back to the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, he will explain the various scholarly opinions on these ayat, but they do not negate, and all great praise due to Allah, the general principle which I explained to you during the dars. Is Allah still send angels to help His nice people when they are in some trouble? You mean to say, does Allah still send angels? I'm involved in the English language teaching, so I find myself forced to correct grammatical mistakes. Malish. And I know the brother personally, no worries. Okay, so does Allah send angels to help His nice people when they are in some trouble? Allah knows best. I will not be able to say. I was recently with a group of Muslims and they happened to be talking about sex. My question is it considered okay or halal to talk about sex as believing Muslims? If there are limits, then what are they according to the Sunnah? Well, really, akhi, this question is very broad, and I will have to ask at least 7 to 10 questions to really understand what the context was in order to be able to give you an answer, and that is not possible now. Depends on who they are, male or female, married, unmarried, what they're talking about, the situation, many different questions. It's not doable right now, barakallahu feek. Forgive me. Salat al-Fajr is witnessed. What exactly does it mean, who all witnesses it? And should the first rak'ah al-Fajr be elongated, read long surahs? Yes. Inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, verily the Qur'an of the Fajr is ever witnessed. And the scholars say it is witnessed by the Malaika. It is witnessed by the Malaika. That's one of the interpretations. Yes, so the Sunnah of Fajr, I'm fine. The Sunnah in Salat of Fajr is that the whole Salah is elongated in terms of recitation. Not just the first Rak'ah, both, but the Sunnah is that the first Rak'ah should be longer than the second. Next, running out of time. A public event of Sheikh Yusuf Istis, is not a doctor. What's the location? From my understanding, it is not a public event. It's a private thing which some brothers have put together, and I just happen to be invited. But brother, rahmatullah, if he does wind up having a public event, inshallah, I will inform you. Our belief is that Allah has power to do anything, kun fayakun. So why does Allah need angels to perform tasks like controlling water or death over? Good question. The reason why, akhi, is because Allah Azza wa Jal wanted that things are in order so we may learn from that process. Yani by Allah Azza wa Jal delegating different tasks for different angels and giving them responsibilities, in that is a lesson for the people to understand their roles and their responsibility, and so that they may act in accordance with them. Otherwise, Allah doesn't need anything. He could control all things on His own. But part of His wisdom entails the existence of such an organization, because behind it there are many, many benefits, such as these angels being witnesses on Yawm al-Qiyamah, because someone may come and say, oh Allah, you've oppressed me. You've done this to me or that to me. When there are angels involved, and witnesses to testify against the liars, then it becomes impossible for someone to claim that Allah dealt with them unjustly in any way, shape or form, and Allah knows best. Someone told me 30,000 angels pray behind someone doing salah. Is this correct? Allahu A'lam. There's a hadith that if someone is out there in the wilderness or in a place where there isn't a masjid, then he calls the adhan, then he calls the iqamah, then he prays on his own, that a huge number of angels pray behind that person. I don't remember the number, and I don't know whether you're referring to that evidence which I quoted, but I know that much. Now.
Excuse me, boss. You have a text message.
Yes. Next, this is the last question maybe. When something is turned inside out, example, a shoe turned over, or a shirt worn inside out, attracts the shaitan. Is this part of Islam or a myth? This is a superstitious myth. What is this stuff, man? Look, ya jama'at al-khair, let me ask you a question. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray salatul istisqa, seeking rain, what would he do? He would turn his garment inside out. If this going to attract the shaitan, then how would he do so seeking blessings from Allah and rain? I mean, this is nonsense. This is a myth, and it's worthless. No such thing. The shoe can be turned over, the shirt can be inside out, you can be upside down, it doesn't make a difference. No shayateen are involved. This is the last question, inshallah. I told my friend about a college that was good for her, but the college requires her to live abroad, which is haram without a mahram. This was in my jahiliyyah time. And I told her not to go, but she's still going. Is this still my sin for initiating the fitna? No. After warning her about that, then inshallah you're no longer liable. Once you've explained that you had made an error and this was before Allah guided you and you no longer approve of that, then you are no longer sinful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because you've done what is required to rectify. I thought it was the last question. Okay, we'll take that one. Can a pregnant lady read Ayah 38 of Surah Al-Imran as dua after every salah? No! No. Some people say recite Surah Maryam if you're pregnant, or recite Surah Al-Inshiqaq if you want the delivery to be facilitated. All these have no basis in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. These are from the ideas of people. Okay? And we don't believe that any surah or ayah has a special virtue unless the Prophet ﷺ informed us that that particular ayah or surah has a special virtue. Now. So, جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم وجمعنا وإياكم في أعالي الفردوس وجعله مثوانا وجعلنا من أصحاب نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم هنالك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.